Krista Moore, and I will be introducing Dora Holland, who taught for 47 years and retired for 8 years.
Choose teaching as a career. When and where did you teach?
I taught 2 years in a one-room school in Lyon County at Shelby, for one grade, in a county school that had the high school, and I taught there first. Then I just stopped teaching to raise my children.
And which did you like best? Which grade level?
First.
How big were your classes?
My first year, and then I had to average 30 per year for the 3rd grade.
What was your first day of teaching?
It was exciting. Back then, you got your book set day.
What year was your first year? Describe a student or students you remember the best.
I liked all of them. But I had an 8th grade girl in one room school who was really smart, and she loved history.
Mm-hmm.
I did too.
How were you treated by your students, your colleagues, and by society?
One room school, it was such the closeness of it. I had never even gone to school in one room school. Your parents loved you, and the superintendent would let us dismiss school long enough to walk to a little Baptist church during revival time. Every day.
Were you involved in activities outside the classroom?
I moved to Hopkinsville and started to.
What were some of those activities?
Two counties. We did, we had pass supper that make money for school because that's the only way we got supplies. And then in Christian County, television, computers.
How would you define a good teacher or an effective teacher?
First is love. And then you have to be frank, but lovable. You have to be always honest.
Describe a time when you feel you or
maybe me is when they're grown now and they kind of tell you to go on to the next grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest reward, is what they think.
Describe the technology you learned to use during your teaching career. Examples would be movies, different methods of copying.
We don't need anything new teaching. And then as years went through, we all had computers in our room. We also were allowed to educational channel. We did extra things. I made a volcano.
Describe some work that were going on when you were teaching and give us an example of the war.
Houses, teachers, families. There was car wrecks and things that weren't real.
Of all the techs you used, what held the students' interest the most? What were some of the most trying situations in your career?
Well, one was when our building burned. And we had the shop, and built two little rooms outside. We're crowded in that for risk.
Describe the classroom you remember the best.
25 years.
Mm-hmm. What did it look like?
Well, it was called a bit of a chapter and did something for the seats and found called the space and turkey for Thanksgiving.
Describe a typical day in your teaching career.
We always had open exercise for clear top of what they memorized.
What time did school end? And what kind of discipline did they
If it was necessary, the principal took care of the problem in his office. But in the room, it was mainly sit out. The test scores came in. Or when the child learned to read.
Describe the best aspect of the teaching profession. What are the most challenging aspects?
educational planning for teachers, children, and financial counseling.
And how is your curriculum developed? What methods of classroom management work best for you? How did you deal with the different kinds of learners in your classroom?
We grouped according to scores and what they did daily. And then
can you remember and tell us about any of that that you remember most?
Well, I did it. I'd be visiting in hospitals, some friends in the church, some of the girls would have to talk to nurses, and they would come by and see if I remember them, kind of think of them. So, like they would be second groceries in the grocery, and they'd tell right around the system in the first grade teacher.
Do you think that students' actions have the time you started teaching to when you retired?
Since I retired.
Do you have any regrets about spending your career as a
head count must still be there.
Have you ever had a physical conflict at a student?
No.
Did you ever have a major conversation?
No.
Describe the atmosphere or environment of the school you enjoyed working in the most.
I've never gone to a one-room school, and I really love the closeness there. But also, the things I wish I could have done that I didn't do, I didn't know I could. I always wanted to be a teacher.
What have you learned about the task of grading students that you can share now that you didn't know when you began?
It's also not only testing, but testing me to see if I could get the material.
How far did your paycheck go?
Well, when I started out, I got $40 a month in the one-room school 2 years. Then when I took my return, somehow we just made it, didn't we? It was $40 a month.
Have you ever taught a celebrity? Really?
Not really a celebrity, but it's a $4. That's only celebrity. I have one that did surrender and preach the gospel. That's great.
What were they like as students?
Oh, they were fun. Everybody loved him. He worked hard. I'm not surprised. Jobby guy.
Did you ever teach kindergarten? What grades did you teach again?
In the one room school, all 8th grade. We've started 8 when it was over. And there was just a short time to set for it. That was a heavy load of skills. It's all very hard. With all the subjects.
What were the lunches like?
You carried your lunch until I started teaching at the Christian camp. They came to my family. They were well done. I had to do the janitor work and do the fires and everything. And then when I taught in the Coel County 3 years, teaching tour buses.
Is there anything else you can think of to share? That's interesting.
In the Christian County, we had teaching teachers. Special music classes, special ed classes, and special art classes. Library time, we down by, they met in front of the building, in front of the principal's office, we'd go out by their playground, or something, but we had to be very quiet, do the voting and election. Mm-hmm. We did let the children see how the ballot box, the voting machine would work. We had lots of playground equipment that was donated by a man that had a child in school. And he wanted to do something in school. We had a large playground, so we sometimes they can spray the teacher's heads and also the children with cold rags.
How long did they have a lot of days off from school? Or, how long was your Christmas break?
We got out just before Christmas. Well, I always got out in the fall. But for a while, we didn't have to make the money. We did make the money. That was a change in the school system.
Did you have special students in your classroom? Inspections, you said you had inspections by superintendent?
Yes, our superintendent would come in real often, at least once a month, and just come in unexpectedly and walk from room to room and observe for a while in each room.
You know why you had to do that?
It was mainly to be sure we were prepared, and then also if we had an emergency and had a substitute teacher ready for it.
You were allowed 6 days?
We were allowed 6 days, sir.
How many did you have left?
I had 160.
You were telling me about some of the extra things like picnics and the ventriloquist. Would you like to tell us more about the ventriloquist?
We had all these little puppets.
Where did you say you went?
Usually we went to one of the fathers, our mother's homes, rode the bus, parents would come to help. And one in particular would always get horses for the favor and have a saddle bridle at the cherry farm every year. Scary to see the cows being milked or kind of feet up there and the pet calves, pigs. We went through buildings by the ice cream and shoes. Very fun.
And did you say they had a fall festival?
We had a fall festival every year.
What was that like?
And then we had a country store after this, like an auction dolphin that brought money in.
And what were some of the requirements?
First started, you had to have 64 college out. Built 9 hours of 64 to 72 and a half. And then later, when I started back teaching in Christian County, I had to go back to school and finish and get another degree.
Out of all those classes at college, you said that which one taught you the most?
Well, I had a visiting professor somewhere down south. Carson lost his sense of speech. So he taught us how to do manuscript writing, which was what the first graders did.
Did they have religion in the schools back then?
In the early years when I taught, yes, we read the Bible. I told you that we did go to the Bible every day for a week. And we memorized Bible verses and do it to others as you would do it to me. Things like that. But it's really biblical that we're teaching through the Bible. I believe that's what's wrong. Today, too, it's not a discipline.
Where did you get your certificate from? I forgot.
I got my certificate from the College of Kingston.
How long did it take you to get your master's?
It took me about 2 years because I was. So it took me about 2 years.
Before you started teaching, did they have you student teaching at all?
Yes, we had to take a semester of student teaching. I did 9 months. And then after a few weeks, she would sit behind glass and watch you. And she left you up. So I had to do that. But the children back then, they accepted students in art classes.
What kind of testing tests like now in Indiana they have a state test that they have to pass in order to graduate? We had achievement tests in
I didn't when I was getting the elementary certificate. When I got my was from Tennessee, like Kentucky. And we never knew what we made. They just called you and told you to pass your plate. Mm-hmm. If you insisted, they would last it all day long.
When did the school year begin and end? What month?
When the one room school was started, you lose. It was 8 to 3:30.
And what month was that?
Oh, we started in August. Mm-hmm. Got out dogs to feed.
Were there any cases of child abuse you knew about or child neglect that was going on in either of you
at school? The little girl had square places on her arms and the teacher asked me.
Did you ever have any students that they really stuck out in your mind? So?
Crashed over his books, his mother came to school, got books, and he